You never know where you're going to be struck with words of wisdom, even words that lead you and connect to the scriptures that you're about to talk about. I had a little bit of car trouble last week, and I went to my mechanic. His name is Rocky. And he checked out what my problem was, and he did a little temporary fix, and he says, let's try that a while and see what happens, which is fine because he's done good work for me. But he said, how do you like those tires? He had sold them to me. I said, well, to tell you the truth, a lot of times they spin when I'm pulling out, usually when it's wet. He said, well, let's take a test drive. And he drove. We took a test drive. He tested it several times. Never spun for him. When we got back, he said, well, Mr. Andretti, in a less than veiled reference to the race car driver. Anyway, we talked a little bit about that. But on the drive, the test drive, Rocky and I were talking, and we got to talking about cell phone carriers and reception. And he told me, I had told him that I had gone a couple of weeks ago to Gethsemane on retreat, and he told me he loves it when he goes to his farm, which is about an hour and a half outside of town. I think it's near Hardinsburg. He said, when I'm there, it makes me think of the expression, be still and know that I am God. Whoever expects their mechanic to tell them something like that? But he's right. If we want to connect to God, if we want to hear what God's telling us, and God does tell us things, then we have to be still. We have to have quiet. And it's hard to find in today's world. It's not from day to day, it's not from hour to hour, it's from minute to minute anymore that we have all kinds of noise bombarding us. It's hard to find a place of quiet. God does speak to us through prayer. Sometimes we see it in relationships with people that we've been praying about that. Sometimes it's not right during the prayer. Today's gospel, talking about the transfiguration, is one that goes to the very heart of our core beliefs, of our faith. And it's so important to open these up a little bit. When Jesus was on the mountain, Scripture says his clothing became dazzling white, and he changed in appearance. His face changed in appearance. Peter, just right before this in Scripture, had told him that he was the Son of God. When Jesus asked him who people said he was, he said, you're the Son of God. But this was clear evidence to Peter and James and John, all three. This is God in front of us. He changed in appearance. He was dazzling white. And then when he was talking to Moses and Elijah, Moses representing the law of the Old Testament, Elijah representing the prophets, he was talking to these people who had, of course, died, but they were appearing here. And he was talking to them about his exodus that he was going to accomplish in Jerusalem. His exodus meant his passion, his suffering, his death, and subsequent resurrection. This was clear evidence of his exodus because he was talking to Moses and Elijah about it. This underscored what he had just told the apostles for the first time, that he was going to Jerusalem and he was going to die. They had a hard time understanding that. And then everything became quiet. A cloud enveloped them. And the voice of God said, "This is my chosen son. Listen to him." When Jesus was baptized, the Holy Spirit came down and God spoke and said, "This is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased." At that time, he didn't say, "Listen to him." Jesus had just told the apostles about his impending exodus, about his suffering, dying, and resurrection that was to come. He had just told them that. They have a hard time understanding it. He said, "Listen to him. Be still and know that I am God. Listen to me." Rocky was telling me about this and didn't know it. Saint Jerome, who was a famous saint from the 4th century and was best known for translating the Bible from Greek into Latin, the entire Bible. They didn't have computers, they didn't have typewriters. He did it with pen and ink. And also, who wrote a wonderful biblical commentary, which I consult every time I'm going to be here. He said, he's credited with saying, "The face is the mirror of the mind. And the eyes, without speaking, reveal the secrets of the heart." Who's a better, could possibly be a better example of that than Jesus when he was hanging on the cross? But we also have an example of that was only about 30 years ago. A man by the name of Nelson Mandela, who fought for his people in South Africa, who opposed apartheid, and because of it was thrown into prison. He was in prison and suffered in prison, punished from various times. He was there for 27 years. And finally he was released. And when he was released, he led his people to freedom, abolished apartheid. But they said that before he went into prison, pictures of him showed a bright and vibrant face. And when he came out, his face was all lined, he was haggard looking. His face was mirroring what had happened and the suffering he had gone through in prison. But his eyes, they revealed the truth in his heart, and they spurred him to go and be the leader of his country and take his people out of apartheid. Jesus was in his glory on the mountain today, but he knew that he would walk the hard road and do the hard things in order to finish his mission. As his followers, we are called to walk the hard road when it's necessary and do the hard things. We're not called to do the things that Jesus were called to do, all of us, we're not. But any good Christian will tell you that there are times when it's really hard if you're going to stay with Christ. Just ask any priest. Transfiguration, transformation. When Jesus was transfigured on the mountain, his appearance totally changed. It changed to reveal who he really was, the Son of God. And that transfiguration is connected to our transformation. And the rest of Jesus' life is as well. We're called not to change our appearance. We're called to change our hearts in order to reveal who we are in Christ.